ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Round the Ash weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4. You're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. It's a Brisbane's youth alternative.
It certainly is, Josh.
And is it good to be back, Zach?
It's okay to be back.
It's okay. It's obviously last weekend. We were no shows.
We were. And Josh, of course, the question on everybody's lips, are you okay?
Well, I mean, we'll get into a little bit later as to where I was, but we'll see.
Well, no, that was in regards to...
No, I know. I understand that. But sorry.
Are you okay, Dave? Where everyone asks each other if they're okay.
Didn't mean to trample all over you a bit.
Sort of like, how you going? No one ever answers truthfully, though, do they?
No, of course. I don't think, yeah, well, you know, are you okay, Dave? Great initiative. It's a great initiative, but are you ever going to get in a truthful answer?
Not on, I don't know.
He's kind of like, oh, are you okay? And you expect to turn around and tears are welling up in your eyes. Well, now that you've mentioned it, my wife left me. By that time, the person that you've asked, they've wandered down the corridor. They couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
Couldn't be bothered listening. But we are back. I mean, we're here till 2. Oh, we're here till 4.
And we care about your problems.
Of course you do. 3221097 if you want to give us a bell and let us know how you are. Oh, actually, the day's finished.
Yeah.
So I probably don't.
Call and tell us how we are.
Certainly don't do that. But, like I said, it was my birthday on Saturday, Zach. On
it
Friday.
Was. Happy birthday for the Friday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Also September 11th.
There you go.
Day of mourning for...
Very difficult day to come skipping into work announcing this is the greatest day ever, but you get a few crook eyes, but what do? 29 years old.
And still working at a community radio station.
Certainly not the highlight of my life.
Sorry, not working, volunteering.
I mean, how old is too old? It's good when you're talking to someone out and you say, "Oh, I'm on the radio." And they're like, "Oh, yeah. What one of the big four stations are you on?"
Because you said you were 29. I mean, you're gonna have to be on one of the big ones by now, right?
It's five big stations, isn't it? No. It's four in Brisbane and regional areas. Anyway, so Josh and Zach show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Stick around. Your impressions.
There's good listeners and bad listeners.
Well, I would just settle for listeners, to be honest. Zach, I have managed to leave my phone at home. So yes. If anyone's trying to contact me via the mobile, and in the unlikely circumstance that you are listening to the show
at the same time,
then you'll know that that's the reason why I'm not texting back.
Well, usually you wouldn't answer the phone or text back because you're doing the show, Josh. But
no, I usually
your excuse is you just don't have your phone here.
But the thing is, I wanted to reference a message that I got from one Tim from the breakfast shift. Of course, you can hear the breakfast shift from 6 till 9 on weekdays. Tim and Alistair take Monday through to Wednesday.
I remove one letter from their name.
Oh, do you?
When I say it, the breakfast shift.
Yeah.
Only in regards to Tim and Alistair, though.
Yeah, of course.
They're the only ones we have beef with.
For no reason, other than it makes great radio. And that's... But I think, well, maybe they're going... I think they're kind of getting involved with the beef as well. And I think they're trying to throw some back at us.
Okay.
Because for people who don't know, there's keys to get into the station. We don't just let people in willy-nilly. And
there's keys to get out of the station also.
Yeah, that is good radio.
We've been told not to talk about those.
No, they say you sit in here until you make some good radio. We haven't left since October
2011. That's why Josh is 29. Josh is 29 and still doing it.
I celebrated my birthday with a three-play. And but a lot of times you have to kind of... There's only a limited amount of shifts. A limited amount of keys and a lot of shifts to fill.
Yeah.
So we can't give everyone a key. So a lot of times you have to share keys.
Sometimes we just leave the whole studio unlocked.
For everyone
things
to
aren't,
enjoy.
Things aren't nailed down.
They're not bolted down. The doors aren't locked. I mean, come
if you're
on,
a fan of the show, come in. Pick yourself up.
Get yourself some memorabilia. I mean, you and I, during the songs, we go around signing furniture and stuff like that. So everyone can kind of get their hands on. Like, oh, this will be a treasure. But on... Sunday night, I think it was, Zach, young Tim got in contact with me and he said, listen, mate, I don't have a key to get in. If you could drop a key in your letterbox, I'll swing by. I mean, it's not uncommon for him to do this. I'll swing by, grab the key, and I'll do my show and everything. I'll return the key in due course. And he did, which was good. Sunday morning, key was there, ready for the show to begin. But in the message that he did say, which I can't reference now because I don't have my phone, but he said, when I said the key's in there now, swing by whenever.
So this is verbatim what he said.
This is from memory. This is what he said.
Okay.
And it's not that difficult to remember because I was very excited when I heard it. He said, thank you very much for your contribution to the breakfast shift. If you open the announcer's side drawer on the desk, a present will be there for you and waiting.
Hello.
Now, I haven't opened the drawer yet.
No, you haven't. You kept that under your hat.
I did, because I didn't want you to sneak in here and grab whatever riches he left for me. Or, you know.
Riches. So here we go. Do you think this may be like an olive branch extending from the breakfast shift going, okay, we've realized we've done goofed.
Yep.
We've barked at the big dogs.
Yep.
They've woofed back.
Yep.
And we've got our tail between our legs and we've rolled over on our little stomachs to expose our soft underbellies.
He has, he's given explicit instructions to open the drawer and in there will be my treasure for giving him the key yet again. Now, I might, I'll do this on air because I think the people listening, they want to know what I've found. Well,
if I was driving along hearing this, mate, I'd be on the edge of me.
They'd be like, bloody hell, what have they done to make it, you know, to pay back? Or pay it forward, the boys, for giving me the key. So as I open the drawer now, Zach.
Here we go.
I see. Oh, very exciting. It is a bunch of blank pages
Hello.
Of paper and what appears to be a pubic hair. So thank you very much, Tim and Alistair, for the breakfast shift. Like we said, you can hear them from 6 till 9.
Joke's on them, we're going to clone them.
It's Josh and Zach. You already know. Zach, like we said, didn't make the show in last weekend.
Did not.
The phone was just going off the hook. What the hell's going on? The boys aren't here.
The sky is falling.
We don't know how we're going to round out our weekends. It's Sunday. First of all, the Sundays are very long. I don't have a show to prepare for.
I heard there are a number of people who actually didn't go to work on Monday because they didn't believe the weekend was over.
Exactly. Well, they're like, oh, hang on a sec, where's Josh and Zach?
They haven't proclaimed the weekend to be over. It must still be continuing.
I don't know what was the topic of the week. I don't even remember. Therefore, the show didn't happen. Therefore, Sunday didn't happen. Therefore, Monday is not here and upon us. Yeah, we had to write so many letters to people's employees. Just being like,
saying, look, we throw our hands up. We'll cover the wage.
Yep.
Loss that you've had and the loss of productivity. That's the kind of people we are.
Straight out of our pockets.
Not so much with money.
No.
But we'll do an hour or two at your next Christmas party. So, I mean, and that offers good to anybody who didn't have staff show up that week.
Exactly. And details on that more to come. But no one more concerned about not doing the show than you, Zach.
I was very worried.
I had to give you a bell and say, look, mate, the show's not going ahead. And without you knowing it, I did manage to record the conversation that we had. And
I worried about that.
You were, oh, God, more. I mean, this speaks for itself, but you were more than a little bit distressed.
Hello.
Hey, mate. Just letting you know that I probably won't be doing the show today because I'm pretty sick. So, yeah, I guess we'll just skip this week and come back next week.
Don't you do it! Don't you!
Do something else today, mate.
I got nowhere else to go! I got nowhere else to go! I got nothing else.
Did you manage to find something to do, mate?
I went on Skype and did a group chat with a few people.
But a lot of people don't know what happened, so I'll fill everyone in. I managed to hurt my neck. Pretty severely.
Okay, you told me it was a migraine.
Well,
now we're getting different stories and no one knows what to believe.
They're all encompassing. Hurt my neck. Yeah, obviously pinched a nerve. Blood wasn't getting to my brain.
Well, I don't know if that's how it works.
I also got a migraine or something like that.
See a doctor.
But the thing is, I did see a doctor.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Masseuse,
you've got
same
neckitis.
Thing.
I knew it.
I got trouble in the neck. But the reason I bring this up is that I went and saw a masseuse and I said, look, I've got a bit of a sore neck situation. And they said, well, acupuncture will fix that. And I'm like, and I'm not really good at saying no.
Yeah, well, have you ever
seen
a porcupine with a sore neck? I haven't.
No, they're very limber. Very limber indeed.
They curl up into a ball, mate.
That's how they sleep.
Works for them, it'll work for you.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I was thinking. So $85 exchanged hands and, you know, went. But the thing is, you've got a broken arm.
Well, a broken...
Broken hand.
I've got a fractured hand.
You're in a cast.
I'm in a cast.
And you managed to come into the show, which was unbelievable, because I can't come in with a sore neck or a headache, so...
Or a neck full of needles. Poke someone's eye out. The station will go under.
We were outside just before the show, just kind of doing some push-ups, you know, getting into the mood. And then I saw you digging into your cast with your key for your car.
Yep.
And you said, oh, this is a nightmare situation. I've got an itch. in my cast. And Unscratchable Itch.
Yeah, I normally have, I don't know what they're called, but they're long wooden sticks.
Skewers.
Skewers.
Yeah, you're turning yourself into a shish kebab.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'll normally use to scratch the cast. I've left the house. I've not bought one with
me. Yeah, I bought your skewers.
I'm sitting here suffering in silence. I feel like the Little Mermaid when Ursula took her voice away made it feel like she was walking on broken glass when she used her legs.
Yeah.
You know?
And how is it?
Horrible.
At least there'll be a Prince Charming at the end of the story, maybe.
Yeah. She didn't end up going back to the sea, did she?
I don't know, mate. She might have gone back, you know, just do the family thing. Everyone
on Christmases.
just gets out of the boat, holds her breath, sticks her head in. Hey, Dad.
Her husband drowned one Christmas.
Because they wanted to stay an extra night. But you were talking about an unscratchable itch. Now, I think you managed to get it. And I said to you, I've got an unscratchable itch story, mate, that'll make your bloody...
Make your toes curl.
Yeah. And it all comes into pass and parcel with my acupuncture that I went to.
Mm.
So I'm laying there with the acupuncture, and as you know, they stick needles in you. Not long like your skewers, mate. So it's all coming together.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm sitting there, and I've been shish kebabbed all in my neck.
How far do they stick the needles in?
Too far, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I mean, they do this thing, they stick these needles in you, but also, and this is new to me, I mean, I've had acupuncture once before, it didn't work in that situation, but...
yeah, you went back.
Yeah, I know, I told you, I didn't want it, but they talked me into it.
Is there a doctor who says, like, is there a definite yes or no consensus on whether acupuncture works? Because I didn't know if there was.
I texted my friend saying I wanted an acupuncture, and they said that you're also going to get your palms red.
Okay. So, yeah.
I think it all kind of falls under that category.
So you're sitting there, you got some needles sticking out your neck.
Not only
you're
needles.
Looking like a porcupine.
I'm looking like a porcupine.
Have you got a shirt on at this stage?
Shirt's off.
Okay, and pants?
I'm in my underwear and socks.
Why'd you leave your socks on?
I don't know. I was thinking about that.
Have you ever been naked and just worn your socks? You feel double naked.
I do when I mop the floor.
Like, it's like being naked and wearing a wristwatch still.
It's like being naked and wearing a belt.
You don't do it. Okay, so
I'm laying there. I got
they're scratching their head trying to figure out why you got your socks still on.
They're going in and talking another language, going, this guy's coming in with his socks on. What do I do? I got the acupuncture, and they do this thing now, or I don't know if it's like a new thing, but I certainly haven't had it before, where they put wire all over the acupuncture things, and they pump like electricity through you.
Oh.
Like they're trying to make, like I'm a Frankenstein.
Why are they jazzing it up?
I don't know. I mean, I probably thought, well, this acupuncture's not working, we've got to do something.
In a couple of years' time, they'll have monster trucks jumping over you while you're getting needles in your back.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah, Krusty Demons might sign on with them. Ugh.
But I'm sitting there, and the guy sticks me with the needles, and I'm being electrode, and then he walks out of the
room. Did he explain the electrode?
No, he just completely took me by surprise.
Okay.
He wired me up and then just pumped electricity through me, and then just walked out like, you know.
Had you become a battery at that point? You were charging his iPhone. But don't stop breathing, the lights will go out.
But he comes in and he goes, are you okay? And at this point, it was like 10 minutes.
No, you've turned me into the Matrix.
And I said, yeah, look, I'm fine. And then he took off. And just as he took off, my stomach started itching. And my stomach's itching like crazy. So I'm like, I'm going to sit up and like scratch my stomach or something. I try to sit up. I've got all these needles in my back. It could not have been the more excruciating part of...
Are you not meant to move with them in?
I don't know, mate. All I know is my stomach's itching and I've been pinned to the ground. I've been nailed to the bench.
I guess I've never seen an acupuncture patient doing a bloody jazz dance.
It's the Josh and Zach show.
Ugh.
I
want to dance by water beneath the Mexican
sky. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. And Zach, we were talking about the elderly trying to figure out the iPhone and how difficult it is and all that kind of caper. But the new iPhone came out. So I think maybe the issue is we're all kind of sitting there and we're not giving the elderly a chance to kind of get really invested in one style of phone.
Yep.
It just seems like every second year or so, they're getting all this new stuff to learn. So maybe I thought we'd dedicate a whole segment to talking about just the kind of advances in the iPhone. That way, if all the elderly people are listening...
They can figure it out.
They can go, oh, hang on a sec.
Ooh, the Josh and Zachary show, suddenly informative.
Yeah. And funny, and they are both handsome. I'm tuning in every week. But this way they can kind of get a heads up and they think, well, when I get the new iPhone, these are the things that I can look forward to.
It's Josh and Zachary's Tech Talk of the Week. Computers.
Technology.
Scientific discoveries.
So here we go.
What's a scientific discovery?
Well, you never know, mate. What we can cover here on the Tech Talk.
Yep.
This week, it's a new iPhone. iPhone 6S is the one that's come out. And the 6S Plus.
Ooh, so I can't wait.
Not an official 7. Doesn't get its own number, but they're coming at you with an S. Mm. Putting an S on the end.
What's the S mean?
Ooh, superior. Probably. So the new features, some of the new features, of course, they provide the new iPhone will look exactly the same as the latest iPhone 6.
Oh, that's a relief.
But the way it runs will be different.
Ah,
so,
okay.
Yeah, we're not getting too tech here on the Josh and Zachary show. We're just going to say it's different.
See, I don't know. I think Steve Jobs used to do a lot better job at selling the new features than you've done just there.
You reckon? I think I did a pretty good job.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
I'm sure they'll be flying off. Hey, well, mark my words. After saying this, I guarantee the 4S and the 4 or the 6S and the 6S Plus will be a huge success. Mm. It's the Josh and Zachary show. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative.
It certainly is, Josh. A weekend so round, everyone's saying they're having a ball.
First time hearing that.
Yeah, it's new.
Proud of that?
Yeah, pretty happy with it. Keep your ear right here.
Everyone always texts in on the text line and they're saying, oh, bloody hell, Zach with his drop-ins. They're getting better and better.
They do.
Zach, YouTube are doing this thing. Well, they've always done it. Ads on front of their videos.
Oh, they're the worst.
Some of them you can skip after 5 seconds.
Yeah,
love which
is those.
Good. Which is a great feature. But still, that's a long 5 seconds. Mm. And a lot of times they try to squeeze in all the stuff that they want you to know within that first 5 seconds.
They do.
Well, they've got an ad coming out now. It's for a movie called The Visit.
Okay.
And it's a horror movie. Mm. Now, it's not unknown to the Switch listeners if they've listened to the show. I do not like horror movies.
Or visitors. So this is
or ads,
prime material.
Or the elderly, evidently. No, we love the elderly.
Well, love's a strong word.
No, we don't love them, but we tolerate them. We understand they're here for a purpose, and
we're just still trying to figure out what that is. I mean, we'll be old one day too, Josh.
Well, here's hoping. Yeah. Anything could happen between now and then. But this movie is called The Visit, and it encompasses the elderly as well. It's one of these handheld ones, kind of like Paranormal Activity type thing, from what I gather from the first 5 seconds that I've seen.
Sounds like sort of like a Blair Witch Project, but someone's gone to visit their nana in the old folks' home and just gone, this is a terrifying, horrifying place.
Nailed it. You've basically nailed
bingo
it.
Bingo at 3 p.m.
Hang on a sec. They're serving dinner. It's 5:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, and dessert is a pear. That is a horror movie.
Well, I think they've taken this on board.
60 years of working hard to be given a pear for dessert?
I mean, you may have fought for this country. Here's a pear.
Give the people some goddamn sprinkles.
Give me a gummy bear or something like that. Oh, what are you, mixing it with custard? Oh, that's a thrill. The whole show could become unhinged.
It could.
You're really holding this show together. But thanks everyone for tuning in. Of course, we're going to duck out here a little earlier because we started it late. That's why.
We can't be late twice in one day.
Exactly. Make sure you catch us down at the Pride Day Festival next Saturday at New Farm Park. We'll be there. Come up and say g'day.
You'll see me in a dark corner somewhere working on my impressions.
Maybe you can do a live impression for you.
Hey.
We'll have all the news on next week's show from 2 till 4. Until then, stay beautiful, Brisbane.
What the?
you need come up with another catchphrase.
Well, I don't have one.
We'll see you guys next week.
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
He's not happy.
No, I'm not.